Air Force Research Laboratory Executive Director Jack Blackhurst has been hearing about flying cars for a very long time.
Meet George Jetson. His boy Elroy.
For non-military personnel, Blackhurst says the possibilities are endless.
Where you would be able to be at the airport in Boston or Dayton or Cincinnati, and you would be able to be airlifted to your location in downtown Cincinnati in one of these taxis.
Officially flying cars are known as eVTOL, or electronic vertical takeoff and landing. Now that the Air Force and the Defense Department are relying more on commercial companies for technology, the time seemed right to bring in Beta Technologies and Joby Aviation, pioneers in the eVTOL field. The Air Force is building a charging station at the Springfield Airport and will evaluate the flying cars. It is Colonel Nathan Diller's job at the Pentagon to get it off the ground.
We have to fly, and the AFRL airworthiness team and the Wright Patt airworthiness team took the major steps on that over the last couple of weeks. It'll be going, we expect to fly under government direction then starting in January. And we're going to go fly in all kinds of different locations and conditions. But in a way that we are really able to do it in a safe manner because of the fantastic risk approaches that's built into an organization like AFRL that knows how to go take new flying things to the sky.
Flying cars are expected to be a multi-billion dollar industry in the next 10 years. The AFRL's Blackhurst says they're one of several options, including unmanned aerial systems the military may have for special ops rescues.
But our interest here in the military is how could we use this type of capability? So think of a downed airman out in an adversarial field somewhere that's we're trying to rescue this individual. Could this flying car be used to go from wherever they're located from to the pilot and bring them back?
The Air Force and Defense Department will evaluate the effectiveness of flying cars. Colonel Diller says the reaction to the government's interest in this has been good.
The number of investors that were reaching out to our partner companies based on the feedback that the Air Force was actually looking at this seriously, that we were taking our experts and going through with a fine-tooth comb.
Still to be determined is if the military can use the commercial prototypes as is or if they would have to be modified, and if so, how? For the Dayton Development Coalition's Elaine Bryant, it's an opportunity to be part of the budding commercialization of this industry.
It really allows them to see all the value in the suppliers that we have in this region and across the entire state of Ohio, and really start to understand the benefits of having manufacturing capabilities for the long term here.
The Development Coalition has been persistently pursuing technology even after Southwest Ohio wasn't chosen as a UAS test center. Bryant says this is a determined region and state that notices advanced mobility concepts.
You know, urban traffic management, the technologies to be able to test beyond visual line of sight, which is, one of our unique, very key capabilities at Springfield. We have definitely continued to grow those capabilities and to leverage them to bring in other companies.
Bryant says this latest initiative adds fuel to the flame, accelerating the pace of an industry that might otherwise have taken a little bit longer. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.